Hey guys, welcome to our first episode of Literary Devices in Songs. I'm here with Brandon.
Hi.
Chase.
Hey there.
And Gwyneth. Gwyneth has a voice loss, so she will be not talking as much as she normally would.
It's more like a vocal cord butcher.
Hey Brandon, how's it going?
Horrible. I'm sick.
Why is that, Brandon?
Because I'm sick.
You could not tell.
Thanks for making fun of my voice. Oh, jeez.
Harrison and Chase are the only completely healthy ones. I have a stuffed nose, but his voice is lost. So, Chase, Harrison, it must feel good.
Does it mentally help
you? Alright. So, we will be first talking about Viva La Vida. And this is Brandon's song, and it is full of literary devices all throughout the song. So, Brandon, are there any song bits you would want to share?
Okay, stop it.
Alright, that was the snippet from Yurik.
And that shows double meanings. How does that show double meanings, Brenda?
Okay, so, one minute I held the key and next the walls were closed on me. Sort of shows double meaning because it could be taken literally. That the door was closed on him. Or it could have been taken that somebody broke up with somebody and they thought that was the whole world.
Well, it doesn't exactly have to be a breakup.
Yeah, or it could just be something that happened.
Something tragic that happens.
Yeah, and it just affected him greatly, and he, surrounded his entire life around it.
Yeah, I thought it was, your best friend backstabbing you. Not backstabbing you.
Like, he dedicated your whole life to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they go behind your back.
It's like your whole world is over.
Yeah. Okay, Brandon, what would you say the writer's tone would be in this song?
Tone?
Yes.
I would say sort of sad, depressed, and that kind of stuff. Because it's all talking about something tragic that happens, really.
But the music is kind of upbeat, fast tempo. So are you saying the words make it into
the words make it into a depressed song.
Yeah, but at first glance, it sounds like an inspirational, upbeat, happy song. But when you actually look at the lyrics, it's...
Yeah. All right.
The next song we can do is Jack and Dane.
Diane. It's Diane.
Diane, my bad.
That's Harrison's country song. So if you don't like country, it's the worst song you could ever hear.
Okay, so Harrison, what is the citation that we will be analyzing?
Okay, so there's a lot of symbolism in the song, and it's kind of repetitive. But there's some symbolism, there's double meanings, and there's some other stuff.
Okay, let's hear the snippet. So what does that show, Harrison?
It shows symbolism, because two six-packs, would is referring to alcohol.
Obviously.
And right before that, it was saying the memories take you back. So that might have been like part of their relationship, like they used to drive together. And a Chevy Cheyenne might have been like one of their cars or trucks. I think it is a truck, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So it's alluding to the things that they did together?
Yes. Well,
it's giving you something.
It's giving, yeah.
It's symbolizing.
And then later in the song, it also talks about a girl and summer wind, and it's saying that he didn't want the memories of her to leave after they broke up.
And then here's the last part it's the Summer Wind song and a reference.
Girl, just like rock and roll. Where's it gone? But I don't let them go. Girl, just like rock and roll. Where's it gone? But I hope like hell every night again. I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And holding on to 16 as long as you can every time that it comes on.
So what does that show?
So it's referring to, because rock and roll, when was it really, really popular? 80s, 90s?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just kind of dropped off. Just like that relationship.
Oh. I didn't think of that. That makes a lot of sense.
See, Mom, I am smart.
No, Harrison, you're not.
Nice. We don't bully each other on this podcast. I don't want to
share. No. Okay, so our next song is Piece by Piece by Kelly Clarkson, and this is Gwyneth can't really talk about it, but we will listen to it and try and decipher what it is. Okay, Gwyneth, what literary device were shown in that snippet? Well, it kind of alludes to the example of the sirens being cut up, scattered across the land. Because it says, piece by piece, you collected me like... Osiris is being collected by family members trying to be put back together. And
it's kind of with the fairy tale too. Humpty Dumpty.
Humpty Dumpty? The fairy tale Humpty Dumpty. He fell off the wall, cracked open.
Yeah, they tried to come together, but in the song, she had somebody come into her life, like a father figure, and he kind of filled the holes that were burned in by the other guy that burned him in.
Yeah, but Humpty Dumpty, they couldn't.
They taped him, but it's like love.
So love could tape the cracks or fill the burned holes.
Yeah.
That's very good illusion to create this song and make it understand that someone came into her life that made it so much better. All right. Toto Africa.
Heck yes.
Okay, this is Chase's song.
Yes.
And Chase, what literary devices are used in Toto Africa to make it a much better song?
There's symbolism. Stuff that I used was symbolism. Oh, yeah, theme, definitely, yeah.
Theme. So what was the theme of Toto Africa?
Well, after you listen to it, you might...
Find this timestamp, and...
All right, we're gonna get the timestamp.
All righty. I stopped an old man on the way.
that was all of it. So, as you can see by the lyrics, it said, she's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. And that's creating a conflict for the song between singer. What do you?
It's fine, keep going.
It creates conflict between the singer and the other person who's coming, who's I can't.
I mean, I'm familiar with the song too.
Yeah, obviously, because once Chase played the song, Harrison got up and dancing. So, Harrison.
Yeah, that's the conflict between the singer and the other person.
Yeah. Harrison, what would you say the author's tone would be in this song?
Well, it's kind of disputable between whether he's like sad or he's happy, because he loves being down and out. And but close.
Hey Brandon, are you okay?
No, I'm dying. Shut up.
Inside or outside?
Inside.
All right. Chase, would you agree with what Harrison said about the
I would say it's not. I think because if you look in the lyrics and you heard this in the actual song, if you listened, it said, I stopped an old man along the way hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient melodies, which means he is trying to make a decision and he needs advice for the decision. So, that's why I would say that maybe he's feeling indecisive in the song, and that would be kind of the tone for the song.
Just like confusion.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and also some symbolism with, and this was earlier. It's wild dogs cry out in the night, but there's only whispers in the conversation.
That
means they are far away. And also, knows that he has to do the right thing, which would be probably stay with the person that he loves.
I would say that you don't.
Sure, as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, because Kilimanjaro is a big mountain, the Serengeti is a low desert.
Yeah, that's later in the song where it says it. It says, the wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. And so they're both lonely, whatever. And as he said, he traps them to make something, an important decision, because says he has to do what's right. Sure, as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. And Olympus is, and this is an illusion, where Olympus is the like place where all the gods are, that's high up on Mount Olympus. And so they're saying that it's a very important decision because there's a big difference between that giant mountain and the Serengeti, which is a very flat desert. So, tying this into theme, as I said earlier, the theme of the song would be the person who's singing trying to make a decision whether to go with the person he loves or to stay in Africa. He loves Africa. And yes, that's also reinforced by she's coming in 12:30 flight, because that also says that he has to leave with her or not.
Yeah, so wonderful analysis, Chase.
Yeah.
For the fifth and final song, we have Dream On by Aerosmith. This is the song that I chose. So I have a time step that shows illusion. So in this, it says sins, and a sin is something that is a wrongdoing against God, and you do not want to do a sin because it's not good. So in this case, it says everybody pays for their sins. So if whatever you do will come back to you, almost like karma. Like if you do something bad, something bad will happen to you. And then this also comes into the tone and like theme of Dream On, that is like inspirational. And like if something came in your way and got in your way, like a huge obstacle, or you did a sin and the backlash was just great, that you have to try and overcome it and don't stop in what you're trying to do. That's, and then it comes in saying, dream on, dream on, dream until your dreams come true. Never stop with what you want to do or it will not go right. So continue with what you want to do and things will happen. Good things will happen.
This song is very slow. What do you think's the tone of the song, really?
Well, it starts off slow, and then it picks up at the end, and there's a big build-up, and then he comes all with the build-up and all, like, the beat, and he just starts singing Dream On, Dream On, Dream On multiple times. So it starts off slow, kind of grim, and then it comes out saying, make sure you do not stop with what you're trying to dream about.
So it's don't get up in your belief. But you are focused on doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Seems like it's really inspirational. Is that what you think?
It's like it like has that power in the music, like the beat of it. Most songs use beats like give you more inspiration or more vibe in your life. So like make you happier, like songs make you sad, happy, depressed.
Yeah, exactly. Any final thoughts on any of the songs?
Toto Africa is the only good song.
Alright, thank you Brandon for calling in from your house. Thank you Gwyneth for trying to participate. And thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
Yeah.